We're doing the Ketzor Shanoch Mekochaim. We're up to the 62nd chapter. There are many details about what happens if a person made this mistake and that mistake in the Shemone Esrei. I doubt you'll remember all the details. I'm not going through all the details. We'll skip all the mistakes a person can make in the Shemone Esrei. If it happens to you, you'll go and ask a Shiloh, or you'll open up a Sefer and you'll look it up. After Shemone Esrei Friday night, so then we go back, we repeat Vayechulu. Now technically you said Vayechulu in your Shemone Esrei. So it was instituted as a blanket institution that we do it every Shabbos because there are times that you do not have Vayechulu in your Shemone Esrei. In your Amidah, let's say Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. You can have Pesach on Shabbos, Yom Kippur on Shabbos. You can have different holidays fall out on Shabbos, and then you will not say Vayechulu. Then it is not a part of the Shemone Esrei. So they instituted that every Friday night we repeat the Vayechulu as a crowd, because there will be times when you don't say it in your Shemone Esrei. That's one understanding. Another understanding is that we say Vayechulu because not everyone knows how to say it. And in Arvit, you don't have a real Chazarat Hashatz that includes Vayechulu. So that's why they wanted everyone to say Vayechulu. Vayechulu is the declaration. Look, we're entering Shabbos. Just as God completed His work and sanctified this day, so too we are supposed to do it. So some people aren't saying it in their Shemone Esrei because they don't know how to read and they don't know their Shemone Esrei. So they instituted to say it as a crowd in the directly after everyone completes their silent Shemone Esrei. We say it out loud. We say it in unison. We say it standing because we consider it a testimony that the crowd is giving testimony. God created the world in 6 days, and just as witnesses who give testimony have to stand, so do we stand. What happens if your Shemone Esrei takes longer? And now you have to say Vayechulu, and you're going to say it as a standalone. Excuse the pun. So stand alone. Yeah, you alone stand and say it. Some try to get another person to say it, so they end up giving testimony. Testimony should usually be given by two people together. So that's why some people will ask someone else to say it with them. Okay. Was that what you wanted to understand? Okay. After we say Vayechulu, so then the Shaliach Tzibur repeats a short version of the Shemone Esrei. Magen Avot Bidvaro, Magen Avot Bidvaro, Mechemitim Imamacho. So that, it was an institution specifically for the Shaliach Tzibur. The sages saw that on a regular night, when everyone comes to Shul, to say Arvit, so they instituted a blessing that they say in Chutz La'aretz, Baruch Hashem L'olam Amen V'Amen. There's a blessing directly after Hashkivenu, they say in Chutz La'aretz, so that will prolong everyone's stay a little bit. And this way, the latecomers won't end up being alone in shul. They had a problem that their shuls were out in the fields, and there was a danger to be in the shul alone. And that's why the rabbi said, you're not allowed to leave shul if there's only one person left in it. Wait for him. Go with him. Nonetheless, what? I think it's still relevant today. It's a nice thing to do today, to wait for the last guy. And so they instituted on every weeknight that we had this blessing just to prolong our intro to Shemone Esrei so that the latecomers won't be left alone in shul. On Friday night, we don't make that blessing. They instituted a different blessing. This blessing of Magen Avot Bidvaro, that's like a Chazarat Hashatz, a short Chazarat Hashatz of the Shemone Esrei. And the idea was, again, to prolong the prayer so that the latecomers won't end up being alone. You see, it's not a new thing that people come late to shul, unfortunately. So, because there is an allusion to every one of the seven blessings of the evening Shemone Esrei in this blessing, that's why it's called Me'ein Sheva. It's like a sampling of each of the seven blessings of the regular Shemone Esrei. Magen Avot Bidvaro corresponds to Magen Avraham. Mechaye Mitim B'Ma'amaro corresponds to Mechaye Mitim. Hakel HaKadosh Shein Kamo corresponds to the blessing of Hakel HaKadosh. HaMiniach La'amo B'Yom Shabbat Kodesho corresponds to Ritzei Navim Nuchatenu. Hashem, let us rest on our day of rest. Lefanav na'avod bi'irah v'fachad, we will serve him in awe and trepidation, corresponds to Ritzei, which speaks about our service. Nodeh lishmo b'chol yom tamid corresponds to the modim. Modim nodeh. Adon shalom corresponds to Sim Shalom. So that's how this short blessing encompasses all of the Shmona Esrei. Technically, this was only instituted in shul. So if you're making a mock minyan in honor of a chatan, you go to some room and you make a minyan wherever you're going to have Sheva Brachos. Or sometimes a person is in mourning, or there's an old person who can't make it to shul, or someone just underwent surgery. So you make a minyan in his house. So then you're not supposed to say this blessing over there. But for whatever reason, it's become customary today that people do say it there. I don't know where it came from. Some say that's Minag Yerushalayim. I don't know. Technically, it was instituted in shul.
Wait, what do you mean by a mock minyan for a chatan?
Sometimes it's not a steady shul. Sometimes a chatan has Sheva Brachos somewhere, and you get together in some room and you make a minyan. Okay. Sometimes people rent out a hall. People will sometimes have Sheva Brachos in a hall, in a hotel, on some kibbutz.
It's like a pick a minyan.
Right. So anything that isn't a set shul technically should not say this blessing, because it was instituted for shul. If a person did not daven his ma'ariv, and he listens to the Shalich Tzibur say the blessing of Me'ein Sheva from beginning to end, and he has the intention to be Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei with that, and the Shalich Tzibur has the intention to say it on his behalf, so then he has fulfilled his obligation of davening the nighttime Shmoneh Esrei.